Hey, everybody. Well, we're back. It's Monday. Hopefully you'll have this in time for your Monday morning if you want it that way. If you want it that way. We're back with our list of unusual deaths starting in the 1980s. Because that's where we kind of left off. I had to go change my laundry yesterday. So that's why we had to end. This should be called like the laundry show. Because my need to do laundry has a lot to do with when this happens. All right, 1981. Boris Segal. Oh, and if you just for some fucking reason skipped yesterday because you're an idiot. We're going through the Wikipedia list of unusual deaths. 1981, Boris Segal, a Ukrainian-American film director, died while shooting the TV miniseries World War III in Portland, Oregon, when he walked into the tail rotor blade of a helicopter and was partially decapitated. I think that happened in in Dawn of the Dead, actually. That's a weird coincidence, because that music I was just playing was the mall music, you know, from the original Dawn of the Dead. And I'm pretty sure a zombie just kind of walks into a tail rotor. 1982, David Grundman. Now, see, this is like the thing. I think this Boris Segal thing is like, when you hear it, you're kind of like, eh. But then when you think about it, if you were there, you'd be like, holy shit, that was quite unexpected. 1982, David Grundman was killed while shooting a cacti in Arizona with his shotgun. After he fired several shots at a 26-foot-tall saguaro cactus from extremely close range, a 4-foot limb of the cactus detached and fell on him, crushing him. Ah, now that's what I'm talking. That's some fucking Arizona shit right there. That's what I'm talking about. 1982, Vladimir Smirnov suffered fatal injuries during the World Fencing Championships when the opponent's blade broke during a match. The broken blade went through the mesh of his mask, through his eye orbit, and into his brain. This is the weird. Smirnov died 9 days later. 9 fucking days. So, you get stabbed in the brain and you live for 9 days. Like, what is that 9 days like, I wonder? Should I click on his thing here and see if, like... Now, I'm expecting his Wikipedia page to be 90% about his death. Oh, he's got a pretty fucking crazy grave. No, there's barely anything here. But his death is about a third, and then his accident was the driving force behind significant improvement of safety gear in fencing. 2 to 3 times stronger, and other safety rules. Wow, great. He won a gold medal, and a silver, and a bronze. So there you go. He was only 28 years old. That's tragic. Okay. That sounded very serious, didn't it? Okay, 1983, Truls Helvik, a diver undergoing decompression aboard the oil rig Bifer Dolphin, was accidentally exposed to an 8-atmosphere change in air pressure. The resultant pressure wave caused him to be forced through a partially open door, bisecting his body, leading to instantaneous massive expansion of his internal body gases, causing him to explode into many small parts, which rained down upon the rig. Official investigation of the incident led to changes in some diving bell resurfacing procedures. I would hope so. See, that's fucking crazy, right? You're like, you got this guy. We think we know what's happening. And then boom. He exploded. Like, that guy actually exploded. Like, you don't see a lot of that. What happened to your dad? He exploded? Okay. Now I'm going to probably ask some questions. 1993. Oh, Brandon Lee was accidentally shot to death while filming a scene for The Crow as a result of an improperly loaded prop gun. I think we all know that, right? 1993. Gary Hoy, a 38-year-old lawyer in Toronto, Canada, fell to his death after he threw himself against a window on the 24th floor in an attempt to prove to a group of visitors the glass was unbreakable, a demonstration he had done many times before. The glass did not break, but popped out of the window frame, and Hoy fell to his death. That must have been an interesting... He must have been like, you know, that was really fun when I did that, and now I regret it. And interesting that it's like, no, the glass didn't break. Do you think that was like his final thought? Hey, I was right. 1994. Jeremy Renno was killed on a golf course when he struck a bench with a golf club and the shaft broke, bounced back at him, and pierced his heart. Dum-dum. See, these are the kind of things, though, that I'm like, I feel like I've done a million of these kinds of things and, you know, just not gotten super unlucky, right? And it's always these things that, you know, people are like, you'll put your eye out if you do that. But I always wonder, like, all right, here's one. I'm driving. If I had, like, let's say a dum-dum from the bank and my airbag went off, would it, like, go shooting into my brain or something? Like, who knows? 1994, Jeremy Breno. Oh, that's the last one. 1995, Russell Phillips, NASCAR guy, crashed during a 100-mile race. His vehicle was forced onto its right side and the roof pressed along the catch fence, separating the track from the stands. The cabin of the vehicle and Phillips' body were grated away, resulting in dismembered body parts and metal debris littering the track. The race was completed after a lengthy red flag to clean up, but the incident brought about the end of the sportsman division the next year. So he basically got ground along. Now, this is interesting, because I was saying, like, in 1860 whatever, do you think they'd stop the circus? In 1995, a guy was ground along a wall, basically, and they were like, well, they cleaned up the corpse and went ahead and finished the race. 1997, Karen Wetterhahn, not a lot of ladies on the list, a professor of chemistry at Dartmouth College, died of dimethylmercury poisoning 10 months after a few drops of the substance landed on her protective gloves. Although Wetterhahn had been following the required procedures for handling the chemical, it still permeated her gloves and skin within seconds. As a result of her death, regulations were altered, and that's kind of fucked up. See, that's just fucked up. That's just like, wow, this stuff's really deadly. 1999, Chemistry with a K, an influential drum and bass DJ, okay, died after a cat's eye flew through the windshield of a car, which she was a passenger, and struck her in the head. A van directly in front of the car had dislodged the cat's eye. What is a cat's eye? I'm assuming this is not an eyeball of a cat. Is this like some jewel thing? Oh, they're like these reflective spheres set into the road. Reflective safety device. Oh, now I see why it's interesting. Because it's like, oh, that's fucked up. Because it's supposed to keep her safe. 1990, you know, drum and bass DJ. An influential drum and bass DJ as opposed to, you know, these fucking worthless dime a dozen drum and bass DJs. 1999, John Desborough, a physical education teacher, died when he slipped and fell onto the blunt end of a javelin he was retrieving. The javelin passed through his eye socket and into his brain, causing severe brain damage and putting him into a coma. He died a month later. See, this is so interesting, all these people having these brain injuries, because it doesn't seem like getting hit in the brain or stabbed in the brain necessarily kills you right away, which is what I've been led to believe by many zombie movies. All right, now we're in the 2000s. 2001, Bern Brandis, an engineer, was willingly slaughtered so that he could be butchered and eaten by an aspiring cannibal, Armin Meiwes. This is probably one that we're going to need to explore further, I think. 2001, Anna Louise North, a student of University of Otago, died while riding inside a wheelie bin down Baldwin Street. What the fuck is a wheelie bin? Like a dumpster? Trash can. So she died. It's a man. Excuse me. No, wait. This is a woman. I want to know more about these things sometimes. You know what I mean? I'm like, you tell us all these details about, like, where they live and stuff, but you're just like, why wouldn't you tell us how that happened? That seems pretty unusual. I'm linked to an article that says wheelie bin costs angel life. A young woman who slid to her death in a wheelie bin down the world's steepest street, okay, see, now we're talking, has been described as an angel with a zest for life. A 19-year-old physical education student died instantly when she and a friend smashed into a park trailer while riding in a green wheelie bin on Dunedin's Baldwin Street yesterday. The 2:30 a.m. prank left her male friend, Lindsay Peter Roxburgh, originally from Pewco in wherever, with serious head injuries. They pushed it up the road, laid it on its side before getting in and riding it like a sledge. Baldwin Street is the steepest public street in the world with a 38-degree gradient. It is in the Guinness Book of World Records and is a tourist attraction. Well, okay, there you go. The tragedy has devastated Anna's family and dampened Otago's two-week student orientation festival, which ends today. Her lifelong friend. I'm still really shocked. It hasn't really sunk in yet, but it's going to hit me because I really depended on her. It's going to hit you like a fucking dumpster into a trailer. Boom. Yeah. See, that's like, I don't know. Anna had always been to having fun, but that's probably the craziest thing she's done, said somebody. Well, yeah. Pretty unusual. All right, I like that one. I'm into it. Philip Quinn, 24, was killed when a lava lamp he was heating on a stove exploded with a shard piercing his heart. Why are you heating a lava lamp on a stove? 2005, Kenneth Pinion died from injuries caused by anal sex with a stallion. Oh, yes. Is this the famous Mr. Hands, I believe? Yeah, okay. The porn name Mr. Hands. There you go. 2006, Steve Irwin died from being pierced hundreds of times in a few seconds by the barb of an 8-foot stingray in chest-deep water, just as he and his cameraman were filming the final shot of the stingray swimming away from them. There you go. See, now this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Does Steve Irwin being killed by an animal blow me away? Not really. I mean, is that an unusual way to die in terms of statistics? Sure. But when you're like somebody who's, well, I spend my life getting with animals. I can't do an Australian accent to save my fucking life. But you get the idea. 2007, Umberto Hernandez, a 24-year-old Oakland, California resident, was killed after being struck in the face by an airborne fire hydrant while walking. A passing car had struck the fire hydrant, and the water pressure shot the hydrant at Hernandez with enough force to kill him. That's fucking crazy. See, now, wouldn't that be amazing? Like, you're just walking down the street, a car hits a fire hydrant, and it rockets into a guy's head. That would be... When you saw that, don't you think you'd be like, I have now seen the craziest thing that I will see in my life? Like, nothing's going to be crazier than that. 2008. Judy Kaye, see, some of these require some imagination, right? They require a little bit of, like, imagining the event. 2008, Judy Kaye Zagorski, a 57-year-old pigeon Michigan woman. She's from Pigeon, Michigan. She's not a pigeon woman. Boating off the Florida Keys was involved in what was described as a freakish accident when a 75-pound spotted eagle ray leapt out of the water and struck her in the face. The collision knocked her over, causing her to strike her head on the deck, where she died of blunt force cranial cerebral trauma. The ray also died. Well, see, take him down with you, at least. That's something. See, this is the thing. I don't like that they're like, also, she struck her head on the deck. That's not as cool. I want to think it's just this thing bashed her, and that was that. 2008, David File, 50, the last resident in a block of flats due to be demolished, decapitated himself with a chainsaw to highlight the injustice of being forced to move out. That's fucking metal. That's crazy. How do you even do that? How? You're like, oh yeah, I decapitated myself with a chainsaw. Let's see. The article linked is, chainsaw death was carefully thought through suicide. Really? A man cut off his own head in a carefully thought-through suicide because he was irrationally opposed to leaving his repossessed home. He was 50. He consumed a small amount of alcohol, but no drugs, and arranged the chainsaw in such a way as to facilitate his suicide. Now, come on. Don't you want to... Like, these articles dance around, and they're like, he was a guy whose neighbors liked him and stuff, and you're like, dude, I want to know how this happened. I want to know how you kill yourself with a chainsaw. I don't understand. Well, the coroner, I think he did it to draw attention to the injustice of his situation. No fucking shit. No. Oh, this is always they got to do this. In the 15 years I have been sitting as deputy coroner, this is the most bizarre case I can recall. Yeah, no fucking shit. A guy cut his own head off with a chainsaw, and you're like, You know, I feel pretty confident in saying this is the strangest case I've ever seen. Okay, way to make it about you, asshole. 2008, a 43-year-old mother of four in Ireland died from having sex with a German shepherd dog owned by a man she met in an online fetish chat room. No way. The semen of the dog triggered a fatal allergic reaction similar to that of a peanut allergy. The owner of the dog was later criminally charged in 2011 under Ireland's national anti-bestiality laws, the first such case in Irish legal history ever since the said laws were passed in 1861. Yeah, I mean, probably because most people aren't being charged with this, right? Because you're like, that, what the fuck? That dog, what happened to the dog? That dog's a murderer. 2009. Wouldn't that be that sounds like a sort of teen dystopia that never happened. There's like someone who's got like poison semen or something. But, you know, it's like a Justin Bieber and he has poison semen. So it's like, oh my God, how are we going to stop his rampage? 2009, Taylor Mitchell, a 19-year-old Canadian folk singer, was mauled and killed by a pair of coyotes in the only known fatal coyote attack on an adult. Well, he's a Canadian folk singer. What do you expect? Not exactly tough. 2010, Mike Edwards, a founding member and cellist for the band Electric Light Orchestra, died when a large round bale of hay rolled down a hill and collided with the van he was driving. Jesus. Yeah, I guess that's unusual. I mean, if you're just driving along the highway and then pow. 2010, Jimmy Heseldon bought Segway Incorporated, maker of the Segway, duh. He died in 2010 from injuries apparently sustained falling from a cliff while riding his own product. That's too bad. See, this is not like what I would call an unusual death. Again, you're like, well, he was riding a Segway near a cliff. What do you think's going to happen? But it's like funny, maybe. 2011, Jose Luis Ochoa died after being stabbed in the leg at an illegal cockfight in California by one of the birds that was holding a knife. Now, I gotta assume that by birds holding a knife, you know, when they do cockfights, they put these spurs on the birds. I have to assume it's that, right? Like, it's not the bird pulled out a switchblade and was like, you wanna go, motherfucker? I cut you. 2012, Edward Archbold in Florida died after winning a cockroach eating contest. The cause of his death was determined to be accidental choking due to arthropod body parts. Gross. I think I remember this. This seems like one of these radio stunts. 2012, Jeffrey Haywood pretended to be blind for pity. One day he fell into a ditch and died. He apparently did not see it. The coroner working on this case said it was the most extraordinary case he had seen in 30 years. Just put an asterisk by these if they didn't have a coroner or sheriff or somebody be like, well, this is the darndest thing I've seen. Oh, this is a good one. Elisa Lam went missing for several weeks at the Cecil Hotel in Los Angeles. She was eventually found dead in a large water tank on the roof of the hotel. The circumstances surrounding her death are still unknown. This one's like the, you know, cause of some of that creepypasta shit about like an elevator game where you go to a different dimension or something. 2013, Takuya Nagaya from Japan started to slither on the floor and claim he had become a snake. His mother took this to, he's 23, by the way. His mother took this to mean that he had been possessed by a snake and called for her husband. Katsumi spent the next 2 days headbutting and biting his son to drive out the snake that had possessed him, but instead caused his death. Well, there you go. That's a weird one. He thought he was a snake. And then his dad was like, well, I'll headbutt and bite him, and then that'll get him out of it. 2013, Roger Miro from the Chicago suburb of Palatine died when he was crushed by a dumpster at the condominium complex trash compactor. What? At the complex where he lived. Miro was looking for his cell phone, which he thought he had dropped into a bag of garbage already discarded in the compactor, but the dumpster was activated and Miro died. That sucks. Crushed in a dumpster looking for your fucking cell phone. 2013, an unnamed Belarusian fisherman was killed by a beaver while attempting to grab the animal to have his picture taken with it. The beaver bit the man, severing a large artery in his leg. See, this is like, okay, well, here's one lesson I'm taking away from all of these. Don't fuck with animals. Just leave them alone. You don't need to take a picture with them. You don't need to be in their areas. 2013, 41-year-old Hugo Avalos Channon died after falling into an industrial meat blender at a meat processing plant in Clackamas County, Oregon. Avalos Channon worked for a contractor, blah, blah, blah. His wife, children, and parents sued both the things for a total of over $5 million. Good God. See, this is what's weird. You can spend your whole life being ground down by working at a shitty industrial meat plant, but if you die, you'll make 100 times as much. 2013, 45-year-old Joao Maria de Souza was crushed by a cow falling through the roof of his home in Brazil. His wife and the cow were both unharmed. The death was labeled as, quote, bizarre. Yeah, I'd say. 2013, Denver Lee St. Clair, 58, was asphyxiated by an atomic wedgie administered by his stepson during a fight. This just gets better. After St. Clair had been knocked unconscious, the elastic band from his torn underwear was pulled over his head and stretched around his neck, strangling him. Bradley Davis, 35, of McLeod, Oklahoma, pleaded guilty to first-degree manslaughter and was sentenced to 30 years in jail. Oh, man. Atomic wedgie. Administered by his stepson during a fight. And also, it seems the wedgie was committed after the guy was knocked unconscious. So his stepson knocked his ass out. This is a family with maybe some issues. Stepson knocks him out and then is like, I'm going to give him an atomic wedgie. And then he died. 2013, Kendrick Johnson, 17, American student at a place, was discovered trapped upside down in a rolled up gym mat in his high school gymnasium. Police had originally ruled that the cause of Johnson's death was accidental positional asphyxiation after he climbed in to retrieve a shoe and became trapped. The case has since been reopened and investigated as a possible homicide. See, these are the ones that haunt you, too, because you're like, I wonder how long it takes to die from just being upside down. It's got to feel horrible. 2013, Miguel Martinez from Lubbock, Texas, was impaled through the chest by the horn of a bull statue. He'd been playing hide-and-seek at night in front of the National Ranching Heritage Center. Yeah, like, how sharp does a statue need to be? 2014, Peng Fan, a chef in southern China, was bitten by a cobra's severed head, which he had cut off 20 minutes earlier. Fan had set the head aside while using the body to prepare a soup. According to the investigating police, the case was highly unusual. There you go. Yeah, see, this is, again, don't fuck with animals. This is another thing I don't like, which is like the, we're going to have this food, we're going to eat cobra. And it's like, just eat like some fucking regular snake. I gotta believe that most snake tastes pretty much the same. I mean, it seems like you're just doing a thing to do it. 2015, Chelsea Oxalvasian in Nevada, working as a salon employee, died when she used a cryotherapy machine alone without assistance. The report states that she did not have the level setting at the proper height, did not get enough oxygen, and suffocated and froze herself to death. What is a cryotherapy? The coroner described the death as a freak accident. Once again. Cryotherapy is the local use of low temperatures in medical therapy. That's interesting. So I guess you could like get in a thing and it's really fucking cold. Oh, they have like a chamber that you get into. Wow. Adverse effects. Some people are fucking dead. There you go. What a weird thing to even exist. 2015, Robin Wahlgren, 28, a Swedish student at the University of New South Wales, and his Swedish friend rode a shopping trolley down a steep road with a speed limit of 60 or 37 miles per hour, reaching speeds up to 50 before hitting an oncoming car and getting flung out of the trolley. It was labeled a freak accident again, in quotes. 2015, James, and this is what I don't get, is like, okay, a dead cobra head biting a guy is pretty weird, right? But someone riding a shopping cart down a street fast enough that the cart could get going 50 miles an hour and then they get hurt or died, I wouldn't call that a freak accident. I would call that a, terrible decision that had unsurprising results. 2015, James Shea was found partially lodged in the donation bin outside the Country Farms convenience store. Police said their investigation revealed he was trying to get items out of the bin when he lost his footing and got trapped in the opening. There you go. The cause of death was compression of the neck. So he was trying to dig in the fucking donation bin. There's a lesson for you. Hit it with your car and then get in there and fucking take shit out. 2015, Ravi Subramanian, an Air India technician, died in an accident during aircraft maintenance. He was sucked into one of the aircraft's jet engines and killed instantly. Now I gotta believe there are a lot of people who died that way, or at least a fair number. Can you hear my fucking neighbor and his goddamn trumpet just playing scales? I have not heard this motherfucker play one song ever. It's always, and then 2015 or 2016, V. Kamaraj, a 40-year-old Indian bus driver, died from his severe wounds after he and three others were injured by what investigators described as a meteorite, which struck the grounds of wherever he was. Evidence collected from the 2-foot-wide crater contains samples of carbonaceous chondrite. That's fucking crazy. But isn't that how you want to go? I mean, maybe not when you're 40, but ultimately, isn't that like the ultimate example of like dying completely unexpectedly with no thought? Just like a meteor fucking hit me in the head, a meteor from space, and just demolished me. 2016, Caitlin Clavette, 35, a Boston area school teacher, was struck and killed by a dislodged manhole cover which crashed through the windshield of her car. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker called the incident bizarre. Yeah, no shit. This is, I think, a thing they do too, because they're like, well, we better call this a freak accident and bizarre and unusual, because we don't want to like replace all the manhole covers. That'd be a lot of fucking work. 2016, Irma Buell, an Indonesian singer known for performing with live snakes, died in the middle of a concert after being bitten by a king cobra and refusing treatment. So there's a triple whammy there, really. I perform with live snakes. I decided to have a cobra as one of those live snakes, and I was bitten and refused treatment. Aw, man. 2016, Anton Yelchin, Los Angeles actor known for playing Chekhov in the Star Trek reboot, was found pinned between his car and a brick wall. His driveway is on an incline, and his car was found still running and in neutral. Isn't that... That's fucked up. 2016, Robert Mijega, a fisherman in southern town of somewhere in Tanzania, died after one of the live fish that he had caught flip-flopped and jumped into his mouth, squeezing itself down his throat into his chest and killing him. Now we're talking. That's like a Greek myth or something about, you know, not overfishing a pond, basically. That's a good one. Last, 2016, a 7-year-old girl died after being struck by a stone thrown by an elephant from its enclosure at Rabat Zoo in Morocco. That's fucked up. Do you think, now, when that happens, do you think they're just like, well, there you go. Child thought to have been lifted by her father onto his shoulders to give her a better view of animals at the zoo. Graphic video shot by another visitor shows bystanders trying to stem the bleeding. She died in a hospital. It's in my opinion, it's unlikely the elephant was directly targeting the girl, but exhibiting frustration. You can't predict what animals in captivity will do. Yeah, this is, it's pretty true. Oh, what was the girl's death? Rare, unpredictable, and strange. There you go. In May, a 3-year-old boy entered a gorilla. Oh, yeah, Harambe. Duh. In June, a 2-year-old boy was killed after being snatched by an alligator on the shoreline of the Seven Seas Lagoon, an artificial lake at Florida Resort, of course, close to Disney Orlando. There you go. So kids are getting killed by animals. See, this is what I'm saying. Don't fuck with animals. That includes going to the goddamn zoo. It's just not safe. Just leave them animals alone. Hey, Peter, leave those animals alone. Leave those beasts alone. That's better. That has a better syllable count. All right. Well, we did it. That's the list of unusual deaths we've gone through. Hope you loved it. And I guess, you know, that's your Monday. So we'll see you on Tuesday, where we'll have a great, great, spooky show. We'll be right back. took that music and slowed it down like 20%, you have a Rob Zombie soundtrack.